ambulances outside the theatre. We wish him well, and as soon as we get more of an update, we'll bring it to you on BBC Radio Berkshire. Welcome along to the programme. No Kirsten today, but it is Verna looking after things here. Now, an organisation in Newbury is celebrating its third birthday, and it's hoping for a big birthday present from the community to keep its services running. The Edu Cafe was set up during the pandemic to give everyone in the area a place to come and socialise and learn new skills. It was originally funded to support 30 people a week, but it's about to lose £30,000 of its funding. Let's find out a bit more about this. We're joined by Director Janine Ford, who's with us in the studio. Morning to you.
Morning, Vernon.
Tell me about the situation then. Why are you about to lose money and what effect will it have?
Well, we started in 2021 and we were meant to only offer a community cafe for about 30 people. That's what the £30,000 a year was for. But we immediately were seeing more than 100 every week. So we've always welcomed many more than we were initially contracted to deliver by West Berkshire Council.
And give us an idea of what happens, because there are cafes and there are cafes, aren't there?
Yeah, this is much more than a cafe. We say that it's hard to describe it, you need to see it, but I'll do my best. So we welcome parents, we offer support for parents in early years. We have an English conversation area called Chatty Corner, and Rona will tell you a bit more about that. And then we have the community cafe, so free tea and cake, knit and natter. We have other community organisations coming to visit us, local businesses that offer free support to people. So it's a real community hub and everyone is welcome, and it all takes place at Newbury Library every Wednesday.
So £30,000 of funding about to be lost at a time when it costs about £180,000 to keep the service going?
Now, yes, because as we have grown over the last 3 years, so has our team of volunteers. We rely heavily on our volunteers. We DBS check them, we train them. It's really important that we have safeguarding measures in place. And then you've got all the infrastructure like websites, insurance.
So what would the effect be then if that £30,000 funding gap isn't met?
It will mean that we'll really have to reconsider how we operate. Currently, we pay some part-time staff to help us coordinate everything. It's pretty much, you know, around the clock, around the year job for everyone. And we're not going to be able to deliver that anymore. We'll have to really strip back what we're offering, and it'll be really sad to let the community down.
Indeed. You did know at the outset that £30,000 a year was for 3 years. It was a finite amount of money.
Absolutely. And we've fundraised about 70% on top of that every year, and increasingly more and more. So actually that 30 grand a year was only a minimal amount of what we have generated over the last 3 years.
Well, we'll come back to you in a few moments time and find out what folk listening can do and the people who love you. But we, as you mentioned there brilliantly, we're joined by Rona, who's someone who's often seen in the Edu Cafe. First of all, tell us where you're from.
Hi, my name is Rona. I am from Afghanistan. 3 years ago, I came to the UK. I came to the UK, I didn't speak English at all.
You're doing brilliantly well. How long have you been going to the Chatty Corner at the Edu Cafe?
Almost three years ago.
And who do you meet when you're there?
I meet friends, teacher, and
who's helped you?
My helped me teacher, and Margarita, and Julie, and Carrie, a lot of teacher.
That's what we call a shout out in radio, by the way. That's brilliantly done. They'll all be blushing. Tell us a bit, Rona, about how you've benefited from the Chatty Corner.
Chatty Corner benefit help the people, and make help.
No, and you get help by drinking tea will help any situation. Every situation in life is made better by a cup of tea. Describe for me a typical session in the Chatty Corner. What happens?
In the Chatty Corner, and help me chatting, writing, speaking, funny friends, and it's good.
Yeah.
I like in Chetikarnar, it's me very good because I came to the Chetikarnar, I didn't speak English. I know it's good.
Yeah, you really are chatty now.
Yes.
You're getting into your stride. And what do you like most about the Edu Cafe?
To meet people, learn English, British culture, and different people, and the country, and Ukrainian, and Iranian, Turkish, different culture. This in the library.
Rona, you did brilliantly. Thank you so much for joining us today. So, Janine, just to tell us what folk can do, perhaps for people who know about it already or perhaps have heard about it for the first time on BBC Radio Berkshire this morning, you need help.
Yeah, we're fundraising a lot, as always. We're applying for some big grants and funding. We're such a new organisation, really, that we're actually only eligible for those big pots of money now. So we can go for those. But we're also just trying to raise awareness locally amongst local businesses. We'd really love the support of local businesses to get on board. And one thing that we can offer in return is profile raising. So we've got some change maker invitations that we're sending out to our local businesses to invite them to donate money, and in return we can raise their profile, they become friends and partners effectively, and hopefully with the community behind us it will really help bolster the donations and fundraising over the next couple of years.
What sort of a response have you had so far?
Do you know what, over the last 3 years it's been incredible, the amount of support we've had. A lot of it has been in kind, though. We get a lot of volunteers coming to support the people that join us. For example, Boogie Mites, shout out to Lizzie. She's been with us from the start. She, you know, people come to Parents Village and they offer their free time to help local mums and parents. And so it's not just the money, it's the support that we've had over the last years. Free cake, Honesty Group, Zanardo's, Mary Hare School, they've all given us free cake. There's a community baking rota that everyone is part of. We've got yoga teachers that come and give free yoga. So we get not only the money support, but the actual time from local businesses. So it is really a community effort. And it's not just the English learners. It's not just the parents, not just the older people.
I mean, Rona is an incredible success story.
Amazing. And she's got three kids. Her husband has, you know, come over here. He's working. He had to leave Afghanistan because he was helping the British Army there. And, you know, I was just talking to Rona. She wants to do her driving theory. She's learning her alphabet and her writing skills are improving, hopefully. So she's got really, you know, positive aspirations, and all her kids are teaching her English now.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful story. It's lovely to meet you this morning. How can BBC Radio Berkshire listeners get in touch with you? Where are you? Where can we find you?
Well, we're at Newbury Library, but to be honest, Vernon, we are full. We have run out of seats. And there are no more chairs for anyone.
Well, I was thinking more about people who can help.
Well, we love help. Come to our third birthday next Wednesday. It's going to be busy. Mary Hare have put on an amazing high tea. Obviously, all our information is on our website. Follow us on socials.
So that's where we were getting to.
What's your
website?
It's educafeuk.co.uk. Or just give us a Google and we'll come up top of the list, hopefully. We're really easy to find. We're there every Wednesday at Newbury Library. We're closing over July and August to save our funds, but we should be open in September again. And again, we're running pretty much 40 plus weeks of the year.
Will you let us know how it goes?
Of course. Well, we came to see Andrew Peach last year when we were nominated for Make a Difference Awards, which was wonderful. And we will stay in touch. We've got possibly some more exciting funding news up ahead. So fingers crossed, all our bids and applications will come through. And yeah, shouting out to all those local businesses who we'd really love to support us.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's lovely to meet you. Good luck with your fundraising.
Thank you.
Good luck with your summer break. Rona, it was lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Anytime. What a story. That's remarkable. We'll check the very latest with the weather forecast, and we'll do that with